Professor Gantfield, Trust and Estates, November 26, 2008, for Student Affairs.
Now, so let's say you chose me. Is it possible? Don't you like that? Right? I'm telling you, A is the right answer. So let's try the wrong answer, see what happens. Is it possible that C could vest more than 21 years after the death of D? Now, okay, so now let's just stop a moment for us. Is it possible that C could vest more than 21 years after death? Now, here's where the rule gets difficult only in its application. Conceptually, I think you get it. I think you're just almost there. But it's difficult, and then you have to ask a bizarre question. And all of this is going to be bizarre. Watch me, you're going to see what's going to happen. Is it possible? Conjure up any possibility. Is there any possibility you could conjure up? And that's what the rule against perfect enthusiasm is to do. Conjure up possibilities. Crazy possibilities. And that's another bizarre aspect of the rule. Bizarre. But it asks us, could you conjure up a possibility whereby Carol could get more than 21 years after the death of Bob? Could you? How could Carol last more than 21 years after the death of Bob? How might that happen? Bob could die, yeah. Bob could die right now. Bob could die right now. When does Carol last? When Carol survives Alice, by surviving Alice. Alice could live on 30 years. 30 years from now, Bob dies right now. 30 years from now, Alice dies. Carol survives Alice. So Carol's death, 30 years in my hypo, and in my scenario, 30 years after the death of Alice. You see it? This is where the rule gets a little sticky, a little difficult, because you've got to wrap your brain around this conjuring up possibility thing, which I think is a little bizarre and a little difficult to do. But if you can come along with me on this journey for a little bit, I think you'll get it very quickly. Okay? You getting it? Couldn't Carol, is it possible, that's the key question, I have it in my hand, is it possible Carol could vest more than 21 years after the death of Bob? I'm just repeating, and the answer is yes, Bob could die right now, Alice goes on 30, 40, 50 years, and then Carol vests by surviving Alice. You see it? And therefore the answer is yes. Question?
I don't know, before you mentioned that, if he dies, there's no survivor, there's no
problem
that it's
going
to stay with him.
Right.
Does that change things?
No. Listen to this question, right? Bob is still going to get it for 30 years. And if Bob dies, it's going to go to Bob's estate. But I'm asking you, when does Carol vest? By surviving Alice. Is it possible Carol could vest, i.e. survive Alice? Is it possible she could vest, i.e. survive Alice, more than 21 years after the death of Bob? Sure. Bob dies right now. Everything goes on for 30 years. What do we do? Let's say Bob died right now. What do we do? Maybe he needs to get
it
alive.
Isn't it irrelevant that if he's conditioned to do it on A, it wouldn't be irrelevant? So I get what he cares about. He's conditioned to have something to do with it.
You're right. And therefore, you don't have to worry about B. And what did I just conclude? B's interest is validated. Right, so you wouldn't. But I'm saying, for those people who aren't going to see it instinctively, let's use lists. Let's see if we can find a no answer. You're saying, aren't you in fact saying, by using B, we didn't get to a no answer. That's what you're telling me.
I'm saying, why even look at B? It's just that if B survived A,
There are other people in the room who are not going to say, why can't I look at this? And I'm saying, let's look at this, and the answer is yes. It doesn't validate. We got a yes answer.
Are you saying that look at it? Okay, now, let's change, now we've got a yes answer, right?
So therefore, what do we want to do?
Keep going.
Let's see if we can find another love. Right? One piece of bread. Okay. Who else do we want to use now? Alice? Okay. Let's use Alice. Is it possible that Carol could vest more than 21 years after the death of Alice? How does Carol vest? by surviving Alice. The moment Alice dies, Carol best. So is it possible that Alice could die and then we have to wait more than 21 years and then Carol could best? No. The minute, I mean, think about it. The moment Alice dies, Carol best or not best. One or the other. But she can't. There's no way that we're going to wait more than 21 years after Alice dies to see if Carol best. Not going to happen. You see it? But is it possible that Alice could die and then we're going to wait more than 21 years before Carol best? No. And therefore, the interest is valid. You see it? You starting to get it? Is it possible that this could best more than 20, that Carol's interest could best more than 21 years after the death of Alice? And the answer is no. And once you get a no answer, you can say the interest is valid. You get it? Another way of putting it, if you like, is it's not, you don't have to go be with it. If you like what we're doing so far, fine. For those of you who want more, I can say it this way. I can say, look, what's really happening here is it's not possible for Carol to best more than 21 years after the death of a life and being. Who's the life? Alice. And therefore, it's valid. Get it? It's not possible for this to best untimely, too far out, remote. Because we know it's tethered. Her vesting is tethered to a life and being. Who's the life? Alice. And therefore, we know this thing is going to vest on time. Not possible for it to vest more than 21 years after the death of Alice. Now, it's possible, let's come back, it's possible that she could vest more than 21 years after the death of Bob. To come back to your point. It's possible that she could vest more than 21 years after the death of Bob, but that's not the question. That's okay. The fact that you could vest more than 21 years after the death of Bob doesn't invalidate this interest. As long as we can say it's tethered to someone's life, anyone's life, Alice's life, that's enough. It doesn't have to be tethered to everybody's life. It doesn't have to be locked into everybody's life. As long as we can say she's going to vest within Alice's death, Alice's life, and 21 years, we're going. We're good. The fact that Bob doesn't get it there is irrelevant. She doesn't have to vest within everybody's life in 21 years. Only one person's life in 21 years. Get it? Does that help you? No? You're not getting it. Okay, that's perfect. Okay, now. Number, what's wrong with more? Let's try one more. Number three? Number three? Okay. Is it fun? You got to make it fun, right? Not as bad as you thought, right? Okay. Number three. You don't have to admit that it's fun, but I know you. You want to tell them about it. Cool, right? You want to have a lot of fun with perpetuity. It might lock you up. Okay. We're going to number three. Okay. Number three. Buys a house to life and the bar for 10 years. Then whoever is the mayor of Albany. Okay, let's take a look at that one. And I'll tell you why the mayor of Albany is on the board. Alice Blythe spent the law for 10 years. Then whoever is the mayor of Albany. So, okay, what I'm going to do to make this easy is I'm just going to put M up here for mayor. But we know what it means is whoever is then the mayor of Albany. Now, let me just say it first. Why is the mayor gone, the mayor of Albany? This is a problem with Drift many years ago, and before March. And it was, and actually I borrowed it from someone, and I used it. It was a problem with Drift. And back then, there was this mayor, I think his name was Corning, I'm not sure, I don't know if any of you are aware. It was a mayor of Albany who seemed like he was there in perpetuity. And so I think that was a joke, so now you understand why they used the mayor of Albany. Now, let's understand the trust. Go back, what are we doing? We first want to understand the trust. What is the trust saying? It's saying A gets it for life, and B gets it, when A dies, what do we do? Turn the clock on for 10 years, right? When the clock goes off 10 years later, ring, 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 what do? We look around and we say, what? Who is now the mayor of Albany at this magical moment in time? Not when the trust was created, not at any other moment. When that clock goes off, at that magical moment in time, who is the mayor of Albany? Somebody says, I am. Congratulations, you just said. Got it? That's what the trust means. Okay? Now that we understand trust, the next question is, do we have any hidden remains or executory interest? What do you think? When the trust is created, is there a contingent remainder or executory interest? What kind of interest does B have? A has a present interest, no problem. B has a future interest, it's a remainder interest. Do you agree? Is B has a vested remainder. You all agree? Ascertain, you know, we know his name, her name, they're born, there's no condition preceding, B is vested, no problem. What about the mayor's interest? This person who's going to get the interest. This person who's going to get that interest when the clock goes off. Are they, what kind of interest do they have? Present or future? Future, transfer. Can they become accessory upon natural expiration of the prior estate, simultaneously created in B? Yes, without paying any money to it, yes. It's a remainder interest. You all see that? Is it vested or contingent? Why is it contingent? Well, it could be contingent for either of two reasons. You might say, well, maybe we don't know who the mayor is. Do we know? Can you tell me the mayor's name right now when the trust is created? You don't know who it will be. And therefore, the mayor is not ascertained. Or, you might say, there's a condition preceding that must be satisfied. What's that? Pretty difficult one. You've got to be the mayor of Albany at this very magical moment in time. That's a pretty interesting condition preceding. So either way, I think you can see the mayor has a contingent remainder. You agree? Now, my next question is, when will this contingent remainder vest? What do you think? When will this contingent remainder vest? When will it become a vested remainder?
10 years after the life of A.
When the clock goes off. When A dies, right? When A dies, A has a life. When A dies, we set the clock for 10 years. 10 years later, the clock rings, and at that moment in time, we say, whoever is mayor, vests. The mayor gets it at that point. At that point, we know who the mayor is, and the condition proceeding is satisfied. You see that? And therefore, the mayor vests 10 years after the death of A. A dies, set the clock running, 10 years later, the clock goes off. At that moment, that's the magical moment when vesting occurs. You agree? Okay. Now, let's ask ourselves a question. Is it possible that the mayor could vest? By the way, I skipped the set. What's the set? Want to make a list? Let's make a list. Let's come back. Make a list. Who's on the list? Who could we put on the list? A and B. Right? Anybody else? What do you have to be on the list? What do you have to be to get on the list? What's the key entry requirement to get on that list?
You have to be alive
when the defendant dies. So A and B are alive. Now, sometimes I get this question when I do this. Somebody will say, well, can we put on the list this man, the M? Right? Can we put M on the list? I get that question sometimes, so let's take it for a moment. And the answer is, I can put the existing mayor on the list if you like. You know, let's say his name is John. I can put John on the list if you like, because we know he's alive. But I cannot put on the list the actual person who will take it. M, who will take it at that point. Why not? I don't know if they're alive. They probably are, but I don't know. And in order to get on the list, you have to be certain that they're alive. Gotta be certain that they're alive. You want to put John on the list? Want to put the present mayor on the list? Yes, no? You don't care. You just want to break. All right. Let's put the present mayor on the list. I'll call him or her PM for present mayor. Okay? And we're really running late. Let's take a break and we'll come back. I'll be right back. You want to see me? Give me 1 minute. I'll be right back. I'm going to go to the next one. take 15 minutes for student evaluation, Jim. My secretary is going to need a quick 10 minute student evaluation. I'm going to leave. Okay. You're doing too much, right? You don't want to stop doing this. Okay. So what do we have? The problem number?
3.
Okay. So whoever's mayor will be the fee. So we know that the mayor has got a contingent remainder, and we know the mayor's going to vest when the clock goes off 10 years after the life of A. You ready? Okay. Now, we started to make a list. A, B, and the present mayor. Is it possible? Now ask the question. We're ready to ask the question. Is it possible that the mayor could vest more than 21 years after the death of, well, who do you want to use? Who do you want to try first? Why? Anybody else? Another reason?
I think maybe because after A dies, then B gets it, so B's only 10 years. So basically, after A dies, you have to
go to A. So let me put words in your mouth, because I think this is what you're saying. Do you think that, instinctively, you think the answer is going to be no with A? And I agree, that's what we're going to do. But, and for those of you who are there and wanted to do A to get no answer, you're done, and it's a question of teeth. For those of you who are not there and are still struggling with this, let's just use my tool, right? My tool says, pick anybody on the list. So I'm going to pick, since I know A is going to give us the correct answer, and I don't want to go there at the moment, I'll get there. Let's start with B. Let's say you can't get this. This is, in some case, some blocking you with this kind of analysis. So you try B. So let's see what happens with B. Now, some of you might say, I don't want to try B because B's not going to be helpful here. You know, I think A is going to do the trick. You can go there. You don't need me, right? Just do what you want to do. But for the rest of us, let's start with B. Is it possible that the mayor could vest? How did the mayor vest? When I do this in my own head, I always say, is it possible the mayor could vest? And then I repeat to myself, how does the mayor vest? Because that's the critical thing. You've got to get that in your head. So, how does the mayor vest? When the clock goes off 10 years after, Alice is dead. That should be the clue, by the way. Once I say that, you should start thinking as you did about A. But anyway, let's go on. So is it possible the mayor could vest, i.e., be the person the mayor 10 years after Alice's death, is it possible the mayor could vest more than 21 years after the death of Bob? Is that possible? Bob dies right now from all the excitement of a heart attack. Right? And Bob is here dead, and what's going to happen? The mayor says, what if, we don't even know who the mayor's going to be, but when's the mayor going to vest? And the answer is, we have to wait until Alice dies and then 10 years later. Alice could live on, Bob just died, Alice could live on 30, 40, 50 years, and then 10 years after that, the mayor vests. You see it? So is it possible that the mayor could vest more than 21 years after the death of Bob? Yes. Got it? What about the present mayor? Is it possible the mayor could vest more than 21 years after the death of more than 21 years after the death of, what did I say? It's possible the mayor vests more than 21 years after the death of the present mayor. What's fine. Okay, what do you think? The present mayor could die right now. Gone. Alice goes on for 40, 50, 60 years. 10 years later, the mayor vests. Is it possible?
Yes.
Now, by the way, you might say to yourself, how old is Alice? What if Alice is 90 years old? Look, with the perpetuities, we conjure up all kinds of crazy possibilities. You don't say, oh, she's 90, she's not likely to live that long. That's not the question. The question is it possible? Don't think reality into account. Don't think constraints from reality like life expectancy into account. Is it possible? If you can conjure it up, it's possible. And again, that's a bizarre and crazy aspect of rule against perpetuities analysis, but that's the analysis that we have to do. Okay, so, is it possible the mayor could vest more than 21 years after the death of the existing mayor? Existing mayor dies now, Alice goes on for many, many years, and then 10 years thereafter, the mayor vests? Yes. So far we only got yes answers and we look like we're in trouble. Now let's see if we can save the day with a no answer from Alice, which is what you instinctively thought would be the case. Let's try Alice. Is it possible that the mayor could vest more than 21 years after the death of Alice, is it possible? How did the mayor vest? When did the mayor vest? 10 years after the death of Alice. So is it possible that she confessed more than 21 years after the death of Alice? No. And therefore, the interest is valid. Because it's connected to Alice's life. You see it? What if that's within Alice's life and 21 years? You getting it? You don't get that last sentence? Don't worry about it. Just use my analysis. But if you get no answer, you're done. For those of you who want to go beyond and think about it, you can see that what's happening here is it's going to vest within Alice's life in 21 years, and therefore it's going to find you good. Got it? Clear? Okay, that was number one. Fruit? Four now? Okay. Four is, I think it's the age of life, and the ball for how many years?
30.
I keep misplacing the short up here. Ball for 30 years, and then do whoever's mayor? Then the mayor. Okay. The mayor has a contingent remainder. Agree? We'll agree? When does the mayor pass? 30 years after Alice died. When Alice died, you set the clock. You set a 30-year long clock. 30 years later, the clock goes off, and we look around and we say, who is the mayor? Someone raises their hand. Congratulations, you vested. You agree? That's how they vest. 30 years after the death of Alice. Okay? Now, ready for the question? Let's do the list. Who's on the list? Who's on the list? A and B? President Mayor, want to do that? Okay. Is it possible that the mayor could vest more than 21 years after the death of Alice? How does the mayor vest? When does the mayor vest? 30 years after the death of Alice. So is it possible the mayor could vest more than 21 years after the death of Alice? Yes. You with me? Is it possible the mayor could vest more than 21 years after the death of Alice? Yes. Is it possible the mayor could vest more than 21 years after the death of Bob? Is it? How so? Bob died right now. Dead? And what goes on what happens? Alice was on maybe 30, 40 years, and then 30 years after that, the mayor vests. So certainly it's possible that the mayor could vest more than 21 years after the death of Bob. Get it? You want to try the present mayor? By the way, I'm going to stop here. My sense is, tell me if I'm wrong, my sense is you now will understand who the mayor is. The only thing that is giving you any pause from saying, I got this bizarre analysis that we're going through. Is it possible? You must be saying to yourself, can I miss that? You know, can I misapply this and say, is it possible and miss it and come to the wrong conclusion? Which I understand. We can all do that. So the point here is you now largely understand who the mayor is. I think most of it is unknown. All right? No, you don't want to go that far? You resisted? Okay. All right. Well, we have another class anyway, so don't worry about it. There's two more hours to do. Then we have review if you still like. You'll have to know. Anyway, let's come back. So now, is it possible, where was I? I lost myself here. The president, is it possible the mayor could be back more than 21 years after the death of the present mayor? What do you think? President Mayor could die right now, right? Is it possible that the mayor could vest more than 21 years after the death of the present mayor? Well, what do we do? The present mayor dies, what happens? We go on with Alice alive, and 30 years after Alice's death, we say, who's the mayor? So is it possible the mayor could vest more than 21 years after the death of the present mayor? Absolutely. So what do we get? Yes, yes, yes. We got no. Did we get no answer? No. So this is the first case we've seen where the interest is void. And when the interest is void under the rule, the general rule, we may see an exception on Tuesday, we'll see how it goes. The general rule is what I call the eraser rule. The general rule dealing with the effect of a perpetuity's violation. The effect of a perpetuity violation is the eraser rule. Very simple. You know what the eraser rule says? Go back to the trust. and erase it. The interest in the mayor was void. Invalid. Erase it out. Now listen, it's as if the testator in their will had never put the M interest in, the mayor's interest in. Just erase that as if it were not existent. So now, how does the trust read? Now we read the trust as if the mayor weren't included. What does it say? The house will act, and it did the ball for 30 years. Period. So now the question you might be asking yourself is this. Alright, so now I get it. I give it to Alice for life, and we put the alarm clock on, we give it the ball for 30 years, the clock goes off, what do we think? What do you think? We don't involve a ball interest because the testator never indicated that they want to pay the ball permanently in fee, right? So what are we doing? Any ideas? Well, yeah, what do we do with it in the estate? Who's going to get it? I mean, you're a residuary legatee. Do you want it? You're the residuary legatee. Do you want to get it? You do. Now, but the question is, what you want to ask yourself is, where was this trust in the will? If it was, let's say it was a pre-residuary gift. Let's say the will said, I give $1 million in trust. A for life, then B for 30 years, then to the mayor, right? And that's all. Pre-residuary. You could have a trust like this in a pre-residuary clause. So where would this piece fall into? Where would it go at the end of 30 years? Give it to the residuary legatee. Anything? Remember the residue? What's the residue do? It sits at the bottom of the will as a big pot and catches whenever you fail to get rid of in a pre-residuary clause. And so this would now fall into the residue. Make sense? Or let's say if, let's say you, this was in the residue, where would it go? Let's say this was a residuary trust. I give my residue in trust to A for life and to B for 30 years and over to the mayor. Where's the mayor? Where would it go? It's in the residue. Well, if the residue fails, what do we do? Intestacy. We'll go to the intestate case. Got it? Questions? Okay, ready for number five? Ready for number five? Okay, the Alice will opt for 30 years. Then to Alice's oldest then living child. Okay? To Alice's oldest then living child. So what do you think? Now, I guess we can make a list here. So let's try and understand this. So Alice is getting it for life, and then 30 years. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I misspoke. Alice getting it for 30 years, and then to the AOL. Alice will always send them in charge. Excuse me, I'm speaking about those for a moment. Okay. So what do you think? Well, let's understand this trust. So what does it say? It says we're going to give it to Alice for 30 years. So we give it to Alice now, we set the alarm clock running. Immediately set the alarm clock running. 30 years from now, the clock goes off, what do? We look around, we say, who's the oldest then living trust? Right? Whoever that is. Someone raised their hand and said, I'm the oldest child, then they vest. So can you see that they have a contingent remainder? Why do they have a condition remaining? They have a condition remaining for either of two reasons. One, we don't know who they are. We can't identify this person yet. But you don't know who that child will be. You could say, what about these presently oldest living child? Do we know if they will be the then living oldest child? No, we don't. They could die, they could be another child, we just don't know. So, when will they best? They have a condition remaining because they have not ascertained. Or they have a condition remaining because there's a condition proceeding. What's the condition proceeding? They must be alive at that time and be the oldest. Okay, so when will they best? They have a contingent remainder, when will they best? There he is now. The clock goes off, 30 years from now. We look around and say, who's the oldest living child? I am. Congratulations, you best. Okay? So, my question is, now, who's on the list? Let's make a list. Who's on the list? Alice on the list? Okay. Can we put the AOL on the list? No, we can't put the AOL on the list because we don't know if that person's alive. You've got to know they're alive with certainty to get on the list. All right, what about? Can you tell you that X? Who do you think X is? Let's say Alice has one child right now whose name is X. Okay? So, want to put her on the list? We can try. If she's alive, we know she's alive, put her on the list, see if it helps. You think it's going to help? Let's try. Alright, let's ask the question. Is it possible that the AOL could best? Is it possible that the AOL could best? How did the AOL best? 30 years. Is it possible that the AOL could best more than 21 years after the death of Alice? What do you think? Is it possible? Alice, the house up. Alice dies right now. Tomorrow. Today. And then what happens? When is the man there? I'm the man. When is the AOL miss? I'm losing it. When is the AOL miss? 30 years from now. So is it possible that the AOL could death more than 21 years after the death of Alice? Sure, Alice could die right now. So, yes. What about X? Is it possible that the AOL could best more than 21 years after the death of X? Is that possible? X is the existing child. The existing child dies. Is it possible? Think about it. Is it possible? And again, I recognize and appreciate it. See, your eye glazing over at the moment. This is not glazing over, but having some trouble. And I appreciate it. Asking these bizarre questions are bizarre. And I appreciate that, and that, you know, crazy part of the rule. But again, conceptually, I think you would just this little, you know, this little is it possible questions are not always easy to answer for. Let's do it though. Is it possible that the man that the AOL I'm in the mad more. Is it possible that the man that the is it possible that the AOL possess scary. Is it possible that the AOL could best, you know, we have no control over what's coming out of the is it possible that the AOL could best more than 21 years after the death of X? Is it? X could die right now. They say yes, and the answer is yes. X could die right now, gone, right? X is dead, and then Alice, and then we wait 30 years. And then we look around, and that's when the AOL vests. Alice may have another child, and that's when the AOL vests. So, the answer is yes with respect to Alice, yes with respect to X, and therefore, this interest is void. Erasable. Got it? Erasable. And so, you know, either it would fall into the residue, it's a pre-residuary gift, or it would fall into intestacy, if it's a residuary. Got it? Questions? Okay? No questions? Okay, we'll try number six. My secretary's not here yet, we can go. Okay. Now, six is somebody read to me.
Then if core is alive, the core can be.
Then if before this is alive, sounds to me like a condition. What does it sound like to you? Condition preceding or condition subsequent? Then core is alive, the core is in fit. Does it have that but if language? Condition preceding, you're right. But if the condition subsequent, this is a condition preceding language. Okay, so core is alive. The core is in fit, right? Okay. So now here, what does this mean? What does this trust mean? Let's understand the trust first. To A for life, then to B for 30 years, and then a core is alive, a core. What does that mean? Well, I mean, understand the trust, right? Isn't that what I keep telling you? Well, let's first decide core. I'm sorry, let's take a step back. Does core have a contingent remainder? Do we all agree about that? She has a remainder, right? Core has a remainder? Do you agree? Anybody have a problem with that question? Want to hear that analysis? Okay. Now, core has a remainder. Is it contingent or vested? Is core ascertained? Do we know her name?
Absent.
Is she born? Yes. Is there a condition preceding she must satisfy in order to take? She must be alive when?
30 years after.
She must be alive when the clock goes off. A dies, we put the clock on for 30 years. 30 years later, the clock goes off, and what do we say? Cora, are you here? The clock just went off, are you here? Yes, I'm here. Congratulations, you vested. You ready? You with me? So is it possible, now I'm ready for the question, is it possible that Cora could vest more than 21 years after the death of whom? Who's on the list? A, B, and C? Can I put A, B, and C on the list for you? Is it possible that Cora could vest? How does Cora vest? How does Cora vest? By being alive when the clock goes off. You ready? A dies, got the clock running for 30 years. 30 years later, the clock goes off. Ring, ring, ring. Cora, you here? Yes, you vest. Right? So, is it possible Cora could vest more than 21 years after death? Who are you going to draw? A, is it possible she vested more than 21 years after death of A? Yes, A could die now, right? Then what do we do? A dies now, what do we do? Start the clock running for 30 years. And when does Cora vest? 30 years after the death of Alice. So the answer is it possible Cora could vest more than, I'm rushing it at this point, but I see my secretary reading that song. I'll take another minute to get to the answer, and then if there's trouble with this, I'll come back and start it again on Tuesday. But is it possible for her to death more than 21 years after the death of Alice? Can you see the answer? Yes? Okay. What about Bob? Is it possible she could death more than 21 years after the death of Bob? Bob could die right now. What do we do? A lives on for another 40 years, and 30 years later for this. So far we got, what do you get? Two yes answers. Now here's the key thing, and that's what's interesting about this hypo. What about C? Is it possible to death more than 21 years after the death of C? How did it vest? By C being alive. Could it vest many years after she dies? No, she's got to be alive for it to vest. So is it possible that it could vest more than 21 years after her own death? No. Now, and therefore, it's valid. Now, what's interesting about this hypo, and I'll redo this slide on Tuesday, but what's interesting about this hypo, just to wrap it up, I'm sorry for rushing because I've got to wait. But what's interesting about this hypo is to note that C, the beneficiary, the person taking her own life, does the trick. You see that? Her own life does the trick, and that's why this problem is in here. To show you that her own life, she's getting the interest, and her own life can validate. You get it? Okay, if you got problems with this problem, wait, we'll start again on Tuesday. Let me know on Tuesday if you need some help with it. I'll be happy to have one question. Okay, listen, have a great holiday. Don't forget to give me 405 or 7 or whatever. Bye-bye. I don't think I'm like it.
Thank you. It's the last round. Oh, well, you have excuse.